Hello and welcome to another absolution and soul-crushing, guilt-ridden episode of Dave Wright's podcast. I'm your host, Dave Wright. Each week here, I like to share the next chapter from my novel, Soul. As usual, if you would like to know more about this week's chapter, then stick around at the end. For now, let's get into it. This week is chapter 19, Prime v. Prime. We sat and stared at each other. The small room in the temple seemed more cramped than usual as I stared at an exact copy of myself and tried to process what the fuck had happened. He cleared his throat.
"So I suppose this is it, huh?"
he said.
"I made a copy. I've become the man I've hated for the past 3 years.
I was jolted out of my staring.
"You made a copy. It was me."
We stared at each other. Exact same memories, exact same person. Who could say was the original? Of course, we came to the same realization at the same time. We both struck our fists into our legs. Only one new copy was created. There were three of us sitting there. The look of horror on the face of the now lonely Yudai-kun almost broke my heart. It was the same look of horror that I was so familiar with. Almost broke my heart because it meant that I was not unleashing an army of primes onto the world. Without thinking, I touched the copy that had just been born sitting next to me. I felt a disgusting, soul-sucking feeling as I drew an entire human mind into my own. We were back to the two. I was the prime and the other a copy, as I had been just moments before.
"You're gonna have to kill me, you know,"
he finally said, breaking the silence.
"Kill you?"
I asked. I was struggling to bring my thoughts to the present. The calm I had achieved just moments before was utterly shattered. In the span of less than 30 seconds, I had created two new lives and already destroyed one. I couldn't cope. After going through what happened with Valkyr and coming to peace with myself and then this, I felt lightheaded, hysterical. Myself sitting across from me snarled.
"Yeah, what else would you call it? Absorbing me? What else is it but death for me? I exist now. I won't once you touch me. You kill me. We have understood that since our creation, but not really had to put it into words."
Levi Prime was so casual with it. He created, absorbed, constantly. But my copy was right. I was right. It was death. He was a living, breathing man, just like me. Like us. My copy. I had already thought of him as such. He had his own name now. We had not found it yet. I had brought him into this world without his permission, and if I touch him, he ceases to exist. What was that if not murder? I felt it deep in my bones. This was not something I would or could ever become numb to. I hope. I was about to say that I was not going to do that to him, but we both knew in that moment it wasn't true. I could not let him out into the world. Couldn't I? This was too much. I had only just come to terms with being my own man, and I credit someone else who is exactly the same as me. Their own man. What had driven me to drink and depression, to unknowing self-destruction, was being a copy of someone else. My own nightmare existence I had now inflicted onto someone else. This should have been a moment of celebration, of finding Valkyr and telling him that I was moving on. Taking his words to heart, and that I was going to strive to be better, to become the man that he saw I could become. I was no longer a copy. I had accepted who I was. Instead, I had condemned another man to the same shit I had just gone through. Only worse. I had my moment of revelation. How would I have reacted if I then had immediately become another copy? If there was a god, I would like to punch him in the dick.
Let's not make the decision right now. We need to talk about this. I need to think. I need to...
I trailed off as the look I got from me at the end of the futon should have melted me. I realized what the fuck I was saying. Oh, I might kill you, but let's talk about it first. I was already sounding like Levi Prime. That thought disgusted me. I had to absorb him right now, or promise to let him live. I couldn't just leave him to live in fear, like I have been for so long now. Like I don't have to anymore. Who knows what happens if two primes touch? Levi Prime was not taking me back without a fight. The part of me that had long waited for death took over. The part that had kept drinking even when everything already tasted like vomit. That kept lighting cigarettes through the bowel-shaking coughing fits. I didn't even reach out towards him. I couldn't. He started to shimmer, started to shake. He had time, as a pool like a black hole took over, to look me in the eye and say,
"Remember who we want to be. You owe me that."
I silently promised him and myself that I would never make another copy. Never make another person go through what we have. He disappeared and felt him become a part of me. I felt the tears begin. I now knew how to cry. They did not stop for a long time. That was chapter 19, Prime v. Prime. Oh boy, that was a banger of a chapter. I remember writing it and it was exhausting. And doing the recording of it was just as exhausting. It was a short one, just shy of 1,000 words, but getting this one done felt like I had broken the back of the story. This was the Seeker, now Yudai-kun, facing his greatest fear. His mission had been stuck in the back of his mind since his birth, and he'd run away, drunk it away, done whatever he could to not think about what it might mean if he actually managed to succeed. He would become the very thing he hated. He would become a prime in his own right. He would be put into the position that Levi Prime had been upon creating a copy, but with all the knowledge of what it was like being a copy. I love the copy that was created, as it's the exact same Yudai-kun, but without the prime power. So he's not caught up in the, what does this mean, who am I? He knows straight away that he will choose death, and he knows the person who created him would completely understand and let him die. He has been through the ringer. He has started to come to the realization of who he is and what he wants to become. There is no way that Yudai Prime would allow someone else to go through the same thing. I should probably now touch on the name Yudai, what it means and where it comes from. He was given the new name from his sensei, the head of the monastery. It was his way of trying to unshackle the seeker from his past and show him he can move on. I spent a long time trying to find the name that best fit the seeker in Japanese, and man, it's difficult. The first one suggested was Hiro, a Japanese name with the obvious English sound of hero. It works really well and I was going to use it, but the more time I spent with the character, the more it didn't fit. He's not a hero and it's too on the nose. He doesn't see himself as a hero and he's not written that way. So I had to go back and try again. The other issue with Japanese naming is the sounds might be the same, but if you use different kanji, then of course it will mean something completely different. So the primary kanji for Yudai basically translates as Yu or courage and Dai, which is strong. However, the kanji I chose for this character is help or protect and then big or greatly. So the first thing that would come to mind would be the most popular names of courage and strong, but when seeing the kanji, it changes to be the more protector and someone who aids others. Also, the fact that sensei uses the honorific san, that's the general honorific used for other people, while Valkyr uses the honorific Kun, which is reserved for younger brothers or younger males or close male friends. It's an endearing term for Valkyr here. The ending of this chapter, of showing Yudai remembering how to cry, that he could cry, that there was nothing else for him but to mourn who he was and who he was becoming. He finally could take no more and let go. He was now a super in his own right, but instead of it being granted at random, he had earned it. He had earned it in pain, in blood, and tears. This was his, and yet it was not a moment of triumph, it was of grief, and he could cry. Well, that's all for this week. I hope you all enjoyed this week's chapter. Don't forget, I have a Patreon up if you want to throw some support my way. You can find the details on my website, davewrights.com. That's Dave, WRIGHTS.com. Hopefully I'll see you all next week. Take care.